This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome everyone to another episode from Stats of the Day. I'm your host Karam, and today we are going to analyze 8 matches from game week 30. It's been a long day, it's been an intense day, a lot of variances I must say between so many assets, Mitoma and Marsh, Haaland and Tony, the drama here and there. So we will take a look at these matches and look at the players who stood out. And before we go into the matches, we welcome the group chat, the comment section here. Hello, everyone, and welcome. If you like our episodes, please make sure you like and subscribe to the channel. And tell me, have you been on the right side this time? If you've made the Tony to Haaland move, then let me know. I haven't done that. I didn't have the exact cash to make it in one move, so I'd rather to roll and have 2 free transfers. And ideally, they should have matched, right? Tony with the first penalty miss in his life ever, probably, and Haaland didn't hesitate. He put a brace past Southampton, and Who knows? Could have had a hat-trick if he stayed on the pitch, but always had his minutes managed after an injury, so that was expected. Dawson, welcome. Got to love Grealish. Yeah, I'm gonna talk about Grealish. Not only this match, but the last few games, he has been excellent in all terms and departments. So he's been excellent. He could be an FPL option. Something to keep an eye on. And small green so far, Brian, excellent. I was on a 30% green arrow until Haaland kicked the ball and then I'm on a gray, so slight red. You can tell a gray, like not even 1% move. After all, I captained Kane, so at least I got something from the captaincy. So it was a damage limitation, and I have 2 free transfers next week, so we will see if I can rectify that. You did show to Martinez and Tony for Haaland for a -4. That's probably the best hit you've taken, Adam, this season. What a transfer. Okay, let's take a look. We have 8 matches. It's gonna be a little bit longer stream, so we will try and do it within our 30 to 35 minutes. And without further ado, let's have a look. Okay, so we will start with the first 4 matches. Manchester United against Everton. Rashford and Fernandes were the most popular assets from this game. Rashford with an XGI of 1.35 and 7 goal attempts, 4 big chances, and he only managed an assist. So if you've captained Rashford, you've been extremely unlucky not to get more. He did very, very good game until his injury, so I'm not entirely sure how long he would be out for, probably 2 or 3 weeks. not saying anything. It's the kind of injury that takes time. I'm not sure he will be back next game week. But keep an eye on it during the week, the news. If he's out, he blanks in 32. So you've got a decision to make whether to keep him or sell him. Interestingly enough, Wan-Bissaka, for the first time in a really long time, maybe ever, he pops up in our tables with a total XGI of 0.95. So he almost got a goal or a return, I must say, because we look at the total XGI combined, goals and assists. But he managed a clean sheet, so that was decent return from him. He's not a popular option. Everyone has Shaw, perhaps Martinez if you made the switch, but none have Wan-Bissaka. But this could be something. Keep an eye on it. If he continues to deliver and be a bit more attacking, then he could be something for the next double. Fernandes, disappointing in the first 60 to 70 minutes, but the last 20 minutes he moved up forward. So he managed an XGI of 0.76, but that was nothing until the last 30 minutes of the game. He had 5 chances created, but he didn't manage any return, unfortunately. Wolverhampton at Chelsea, it's one-liner, as you see in the table. There's not much to say in this game. From Wolves, Costa was the highest in terms of XGI of 0.25, not even a quarter of a goal to be expected. And James was by far the better player from Chelsea with an XGI of 0.96. That's a tremendous. But after all, it ended 1-0 to Chelsea. And that goal is... the Kepa, not even any goalkeeper can do much about it. So, beautiful goal. Chelsea continue to struggle. No, for me, in terms of attacking players, even at Chilwell, whether that's a fatigue-related, tactical-related, it's the first game for Lampard. So you kind of question whether Chilwell would be a decent option. So if you have a Chilwell, you might consider a transfer, but wait during the week to see how things develop. Aston Villa and Nottingham Forest. Watkins kept his owners and captainers potentially waiting until the 95th minute to get this goal. A total XGI of 0.75, 4 goal attempts and a goal. Other than that, it was not the most exciting game in terms of FPL. Leon Bailey was the second highest in terms of XGI with 0.54. And he was off the 28th minute, so not much to say about this game. Nottingham Forest, it was either Johnson or Gibbs White. And this game, it was Gibbs White. And not even a 0.1 XGI in total, so that's disappointing. The last game from this slide is Brentford against Newcastle. This game had so much drama in terms of FPL. Pretty much most of us have a defender or two from each team. I have Tony, Saul Tony, and this is how it ended. Tony with a total XGI of 2.27. That includes 2 penalties. Both of them account for 1.5. So he still has an XG non-penalty of 0.75, which is as much as a goal. So it was extremely unlucky for Tony to only get 1 goal. Not even a bonus, obviously, because of the penalty miss. 6 goal attempts. So if you've kept Tony like me, you must be feeling that it's a huge underperformance from Tony and it's pretty unlucky because you are going head to head with Tony versus Haaland, in which we will touch on very soon in the next slide. But overall, yeah, Jensen, I have mentioned a few times this month, not even like the whole season, that Jensen is a kind of a player who will keep popping up every now and then with some stats and maybe he gets a return. And that's the same. He accumulated a high XGI of 0.8, but not even a return for this one. So, yeah, you can't go wrong with Jensen, obviously. Newcastle, the two standout players, I would say, is Wilson, who came off the bench, and Isaac, who started this game. The problem with the two is they will share minutes either... they will share minutes. Wilson starts, Isaac benched, or vice versa. But sometimes, like today, both have played in the second half. So in terms of FPL, you will not know for sure which player will start. Both of them are in decent form. So we could potentially see both of them play in the next few game weeks. Wilson delivered the assist for Isaac, a total XGI of 0.42 for Wilson, which is the highest. So until he came on, Newcastle haven't been able to deliver too much in the first half. But they managed to score two goals in the second half and won the game. Okay, so that's the first four games. Let's take a look at the other four. Okay, so before I move on, Dawson says minus two of safety, but got Martinelli, Saka, and my captain Jesus to play. Well, you have three Arsenal players. That's pretty decent. Most of us have pretty much one or two players left, I would say. So that's pretty decent. Bernard, the referee stats. Yeah, well, a lot of decisions today, right? With penalties and the yellow cards. So we might dedicate a table for the referees in the near future. got Stones in today, and Pep takes him off at the 57th minute. Oh boy, James, pretty unlucky. Pretty unlucky. Yeah, you could have. 3 minutes away and you get a clean sheet and a wipe out afterwards. That's pretty much the perfect scenario for you if you have a defender. So unlucky, James. Okay, so looking at the other four matches, Tottenham Hotspur against Brighton, pretty exciting game again. For Tottenham, you would expect Kane to be up there. Look at Tottenham players. They did not deliver much. They haven't been able to accumulate a lot of attacking stats. But Harry Kane managed to get a goal from a total XGI of 0.43. Perisic comes next with his assist today to Heung-min Son's goal. Who, by the way, had an XGI of 0.09 only. That's Son. As for Perisic, his total XGI was 0.27 and 3 chances created. Poro, someone we've mentioned a few times already, it seems like he's getting the starts. He is nailed. And he managed a total XGI of 0.26. This week, it was Perisic who delivered. Next week, probably Poro. You never know. So it's, again, the kind of story with the fullbacks that you will never be sure which player is the far better player. Both of them are playing well and capable of getting attacking returns. Okay, for Brighton, pretty close stats. And that's what you like if you have more than a midfielder. Not in the case when you benchmark over Mitoma. Mitoma scores a goal, gets ruled out, and then Marsh gets an assist, and another assist gets ruled out, and then he ends up with a very last second of the game getting something in the game that pushes his bonus points into 2 out of nowhere. But that's the story. I have benched Marsh for Mitoma, so feel betrayed by by the scenes of the game. But look, Mitoma, we've mentioned Marsh. The last few games, he was the king of stats, the major HGI without even a return. And Mitoma was the kind of overperforming. And this game was pretty much the recovery for Marsh. He got returns, he got bonus points. So if you kept the faith and you started him again, then you reaped the reward. Not so much for Mitoma owners and even McAllister. But by the way, the three of them had an XGI between 0.6 and 0.68. So nothing much really between them. But again, you look at March, and he created six chances today. I think only one of them was a bigger chance. But overall, he still delivers quantity, which is still fine. And he managed to get an assist and a couple of bonus points. So I don't think that Brighton midfielders are going anywhere. You've got a decision to make when they plan whether to keep them or to sell them. Fulham and West Ham United. Not much to say in this game. Andreas Pereira, who no one is talking about, he's still working hard to get stats. And he got six goal attempts today, a total AGI of 0.34. Pereira has been affected massively by the absence of Mitrovic, which will continue in the next few games due to the suspension. But Willian has also managed to create five chances for this match, but none of these chances or attempts ended in a goal. West Ham United, Cornet had the highest XGI of 0.54. Jarrod Bowen, total XGI of 0.35. You look at the stats, only one player managed an XGI over 0.5 from both teams. So it was a low quality game in terms of FPL. So I'm not interested at the moment with options from Fulham, certainly not from West Ham, unless you have Zuma. That's the second clean sheet in the three games, and he managed to score a goal in the third one. So if you've got Zuma before the double game week, you are sitting pretty nicely with the returns, and that's pretty awesome. Leicester and Bournemouth. This is a huge disappointment for me as a Madison owner who favored him over Barnes. That budget that I paid extra for Madison prevented me from doing Tony to Haaland directly. So it's an accumulative problem that's happening. Barnes managed to score in the double game week. Madison, he blanked for the third game in a row, and he did not even deliver a total AGI of just under 0.2. And if you look at Bournemouth, Solanke and Billing, who keep delivering. These guys, in addition to Otara, they shift the returns from game to game. You never nail which one of them. But again, they are not consistent in delivering as fantasy points, especially Billing and Utara. But it's interesting. If you have Billing, for whatever reason, he's delivering very consistently every 2, 3, 4 games. So for him, total XGI of 0.72, a goal for Billing, and Solanke, total XGI of 0.95. Will you be buying now? Probably not, but if you have one of them as an enabler, that's pretty awesome. If you have one of them. Okay, the last game from the match day report is Southampton against Manchester City. A big win for Man City, 4-1 for Southampton. It's only Mara who scored the goal. His total XGI was 0.14. Again, the XG for Mara was very low that he managed to score. So I'm not going to speak about Ederson, but boy, he needs to step up his game. Manchester City, Haaland, total XGI of 1.03. He managed two goals. Grealish comes next with 0.76 total XGI. A goal and an assist, and De Bruyne with a total XGI of 0.72, two assists, including the fantasy assist from winning the penalty. So these are the three players that stood out from this game. Mahrez was hooked off after 55 minutes. I like Mahrez way over Grealish. for the history of these two players in terms of FPL and the consistency that Mahrez had in times where he started games in a row. But it's this kind of situations where he's always 55 minutes away from being subbed off due to not playing very well and missing out in the next 3, 4, 5 matches. Understandably, though, because Riyadh was always favored in the Champions League, so there is a kind of a reason where he was hooked off a bit earlier. But overall, now the eyes on Grealish, to be honest, with Foden still out with the injury. I would still definitely, that's what I'm going to do, trying to find a way to get Haaland for next week, even if he blanks the week after. Next game week at home to Leicester, it's just going to be scary if you don't have him. Granted, he will be benched for Alvarez after playing Bayern Munich midweek, but what can you do? It's going to be this scene. It will happen anyway. Anyways, so yeah, Grealish, do I like him? Yes, I do. Is he now an FPL option? Probably, yeah. He might deliver a nice budget cut option at, what is he, like 6.8 now, right? So for that price, for what he delivered the last few weeks, is really excellent. So there's nothing to for him to not continue to deliver the points. Okay, so now we will take a look at the positions and we will start with the goalkeepers. Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Madison is a waste. Brian, I think Madison is a waste. It's been disappointing, but I think the managerial change. Normally, you would expect a new manager bounce pretty much in every team. This did not happen with Leicester so far. So yeah, it's pretty disappointing, and maybe I'll be looking to sell him if I need the cash. If I go to someone else, he does play in 32. That's the thing, and his game against Wolves. So is it the best game? I'm not so sure. So yeah, this week will be a big week. I do have 2 free transfers and I might do a surgery there. So, yeah, he's on a chopping list for sure. Yeah, as Jim's saying, just the next comment, Madison is top of the hit list. That's for sure. Even if it takes a hit, probably I would do it myself. It's kind of a little bit of a rage, but I'm really disappointed with the events of today. So that's how it is. I have high hopes on Leicester. I have had high hopes on Leicester in game week 29. Nice fixtures, but now I'm in a big trouble. Game week 29 is behind us, so I think you had high hopes, but you were disappointed, Bernard, if that's what you mean. And yeah, I'm in the same boat. I feel very concerned about Leicester in general. So next game week against Manchester City. So it's probably a sell for sure. Okay, so goalkeepers. Nick Pope was the highest in terms of XG prevented with 1.4. Five saves during the day and a penalty save that helps also the XG prevented stat. Everson, it's a kind of a funny story. I still think that Leicester defense is terrible, but this is the second game in a row, or even the third game in a row, that Everson manages save points. So in a way, at 3.8, I'm not saying that you go and buy him and start him, but if you are looking for a backup that enables cash, I think Everson is just fine. You can keep him on the bench for any unexpected circumstances, your goalkeeper is injured or dropped, then Everson could be decent enough to cover you temporarily. Six saves for him today. And XG prevented of 1.1. He's getting into the stage where he is overperforming. So that's okay. That's good. Himself and Ward before that were always like second last or last in terms of XG prevented. So while Leicester defense is really, really bad, I think this is a very positive sign. I like to see Everson always be in the top two or three in terms of XG prevented, because that's pretty good. If you go down the list, you will see Kepa, Steele, and Raya. Both of them are kind of underperforming. Kepa minus 0.2, three saves as well. And Raya is the worst keeper of the day with three saves, one big chance conceded, and XG prevented of minus 1.0. So not a good day for Raya. That's for sure. He just came out from a heroic double game week, so you kind of have to forgive him for that, right? Okay, so let's take a look at the defenders. Okay, so it's the day we compare James to Wan-Bissaka in terms of XGI. Both of them are on 0.96 and 9.5 respectively. Five chances created for James, the highest amongst any defender from today, followed by Trippier, who is back in the menu with the chances created. He's been off lately. He delivered an assist during the double game week, but overall he hasn't been the same. Hasn't been delivering the same stats, which is pretty natural. You kind of think that he's been pretty good during the season, that we expect him to be always like that. So it's still very good. 0.31 expected goal involvement. It's pretty far away from James and Wan-Bissaka, especially James. But it's still acceptable. So no complaints there. I think you can keep him. The interesting part is the comparison between Perisic and Porro. As I said, both of them are kind of identical in terms of the potential from both players. This game was really about Perisic. Three chances created and total XGI of 0.27, and he managed to deliver an assist and a shot on target. So Perisic today was far better than Porro in terms of a pick. But you never know. Maybe next week the other way around happens completely. And Dunk from Brighton, it's not Estupinan this time. It's Dunk who scored today and managed to create a chance as well. So a total XGI of 0.23. Not totally bad, right? Okay, let's take a look at the midfielders. Okay, we have a busy table today. So mostly coming from Man United, Man City and Brighton players. And I wanted to highlight the both Man United players. Rashford, 7 goal attempts today, the highest amongst any other player today. Total XGI of 1.35. Jensen, 0.8 total expected goal involvement, 5 chances created. And that's why I'm mentioning him pretty much every game week, and he's only 4.8, so understandably, you're not going to go and buy him, but if you are on a wild card and you look for a player, Jensen is one of the best, I must say. Grealish, total AGI of 0.76, 3 goal attempts, 2 chances created, and 1 big chance created. That's pretty excellent. And from the 3 goal attempts, the 3 of them on target. So it's been, he's been pretty accurate. And the XGI is divided pretty much in equal between the expected assist and expected goals. Delivered very nice assist to Haaland's second goal, and he managed to score a goal himself from a really nice follow-up to the previous, to the first shot. So excellent game from Grealish, and as I said at the beginning of the stream, I like him as an option, and maybe he will be someone to consider if Foden remains out. And I think even if he's back, it's Grealish position to lose at the moment. So Fernandes, for a 9.6 million, 6 chances created today, and 4 goal attempts, mostly coming in from the last bit of the game, total XGI of 0.76. He should have probably came out with something, but it's not that he started really advanced and in a number 8 or a number 10. He pretty much was like a CDM or a center back at some time. So, yeah, kind of disappointed with that. De Bruyne, 5 chances created, including the assist for Haaland, and a total XGI of 0.72. And if you go down the list, you will see the trio of Brighton, Mitoma, Marsh, and McAllister. Mitoma is better in terms of goal attempts with 3, Marsh only 1. McAllister is the best with 4. In terms of chances created, it was Marsh far better than anyone else with 6 chances created, in which 2 of them are big chances. Mitoma had only 1 chance created and McAllister with 2. So, yet again, Marsh is bossing the Brighton stats, the Brighton midfielders stats. So probably from next time I will have to consider starting Marsh ahead of anyone else if I have to bench one of them. You know what that means, right? Mitoma scores next week. Okay. Right, so let's have a look at the last part of this episode, which is the forwards stats. Okay, Tony is top of the list with 6 goal attempts, 4 shots on target, and total XGI of 2.27. And if you take out the penalties, his XG non-penalty is 0.75. So that's pretty excellent. Haaland, 3 goal attempts, 2 shots on target, and a total XGI of 1.03. And Watkins, so you see here in the table, I highlighted the 4 forwards that are heavily owned now, because we have 3 spots and these are the top 4 players. And if you look at the stats, there is some differences, especially Kane being down the list between the 4 forwards. But he managed to get a 9-pointer, which is pretty good for the owners to cover up for not owning Watkins or not owning Haaland. But you've got to look at this and see that in terms of goal attempts, they are still pretty good, right? Haaland 3, Watkins 4, and Kane with 3 goal attempts. Shots on target, Haaland and Watkins with 2, Kane with 1. And Tony is the highest with 6 goal attempts. Now, the quality of these chances are different because Haaland is the highest with XGI of 1.03 and Kane is the lowest with 0.43, which you would expect if you look at the opposition. Brighton would always give any team hard time. So it's still okay. It's still good for Kane to come out with a return from this XGI. James is asking, if Rashford is out for a few weeks, how do you think that affects Man United assets? I'm not entirely sure yet. We haven't seen many matches where Rashford has been completely out, right? So you would think that Bruno will be pushed up a bit more. Sancho and Anthony perhaps on the wings, and Weghorst will be on top, or Martial. So I'm not sure how it would affect the rest of the players, but I think it somehow helps Bruno to be, okay, more upfront, to keep the intensity level of the forwards. So he will be pushed up top maybe as a number 10 or something. So yeah, it will be interesting to see from next game week. They have a decent game against Nottingham Forest. So if Rashford misses out, that will be hugely disappointing, because it's a pretty good game for goals. But if you have Bruno Fernandes, including myself, I will have to give a thought whether I should keep him or not. So that's something to keep an eye on. Okay, so that's the end of the slides. I'm happy to take a couple of questions as well before we end this episode. 69 points, not a bad week for me. Yeah, pretty decent. If you are over 50 points, then I think you are in a decent shape. Brought in a Grealish for Fernandes to fund Haaland. Wow, that's pretty bold move that paid off handsomely. So well done. Leicester and Southampton looked done, James. Yeah, I mean, they are the last and the second last team in the league, right? So it's a pretty hard time for them. It will be interesting relegation battle in the coming weeks. I'm still not digesting the idea that Leicester could be relegated, but if you look at how things are going from the beginning of the season, yeah, they are a second last for a reason, right? Nice presentation, thank you very much, appreciate that. And Mitoma should have gotten an assist for the no call penalty. Yeah, I mean, Mitoma, even the goal that was disallowed, I'm not sure, it's very, very tight decision. I'm not here to say if it should stand or it should be disallowed, but it's pretty close. Okay, thank you very much. Okay, that's it. That's it for today. Thank you very much, everyone, for joining the stream here. If you like what we do, please join the channel and subscribe, like and share this video as well. And good luck in the next two games from the game week tomorrow if you have players there. And be ready for game week 32, 33 and 34. It's exciting time ahead of us. I'm 31, of course. We still yet to play it. Good luck if you have any players from Leeds, Palace, Liverpool and Arsenal. And I will be checking in with you all next game week. Until then, take care, everyone. Peace.
Step into the world of power, loyalty and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2.
We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.